Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ramon Ray is our guest. Ramon is the editor of smallbiztechnology.com. Check that out, smallbiztechnology.com. You will not be sorry you went to that website, folks. I promise you, it will benefit you. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, what else do we need to know about technology these days?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. So we talked about video. We talked about setting up dashboards. We talked about alerts.
What about SoundCloud? You use SoundCloud,
exactly,
don't you?
Yes, exactly what I was going to mention. I was with a colleague of mine, Jim, in a hotel. He did a quick interview with me of audio. Finished it on his iPhone, hit a button, and it appeared on his website. Bottom line is SoundCloud. SoundCloud is a tool that enables you to record audio anywhere you want. You hit a button through the internet, you can seamlessly have that appear on your website or anywhere else. That's the. It sounds simplistic, but I think, Jim, as you've said before, small businesses need to be publishers.
Everybody has to be a publisher.
Everybody should try
to. If you're in business, you have to publish.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that publishing, as you know, Jim, is so important because, as you said before, people hear it, they give you referrals, it increases your brand awareness, and I can go on. So,
if your content is worth X to somebody who consumes it, quadruple that if they send it to somebody else and recommend you.
Yes.
And they don't have to say, I recommend this company. All they have to say is, I like what this guy said.
Right.
I like what this lady said. And that's just it quadruples the impact of that content. And it could have been a 1 minute message that you put up on SoundCloud.
Right, right. That's correct, Jim. And I think that the thing about, Jim, that these tools that I think really excites me, but saddens me in a way, Jim, because I think more people are not using it, is one, they're so simple. And two, thanks to the internet, the distribution, as you've hinted on, is exponential.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no need to just have that video playing or audio playing in your local store. All of your customers can have it on their phones.
Well, and here's the thing I said when I told the audience you were coming at the top of the hour, Ramon. I said, folks, I've been telling you about this for 15 years. Okay, 15 years ago, 15 years ago, it was not easy to do what we're talking about now.
Exactly.
Now there are no excuses for not doing it. You have no, there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. You have no excuses for doing this. And let me tell you one other thing, and this is really an important component of this, Ramon, because I do give people I cut them some slack because they got to make payroll on Friday.
Yes, yes.
But everybody listening to my voice is within a reasonable driving distance of some kind of an institution of higher learning.
Yes.
A community college or a four-year school or something. And every one of those schools have interns who are looking for a business to go spend some time in.
Absolutely.
And those people came into being on the moment they were born with a USB plug in their sticking out of their head. I mean these kids, they're digital natives and they can help you with this.
Now, that's very true, Jim. Very good insight. And I think the second level of that, going back to getting help, is let's not pick sites to Elance or Guru or whatever who your favorite ones are. You know, I built my business on 1099, so not employees, as I think you may have as a very small business owner. So interns or contractors, you don't have to pay a lot of money for it.
Right.
You just have to be willing to do it.
Right. But find somebody that knows this. You know, you probably don't do your own taxes. You probably get a CPA to do your taxes. But you need to be the face and the voice of this content. But that doesn't mean that you can't get somebody to help you produce it and put it up online. And as Ramon says, it's really gotten to the point where it's basically pushing a couple of buttons.
Right. And the other thing I'll say, Jim, is that I know time is short, but I think that I would really encourage people, Jim, who's listening to your voice, to really, whether it's email marketing, whether it's social media, whether it's using video or audio, as you talked about today, I would dare say, Jim, even start to do it more frequently. I see a lot of people saying, Ramon, can I do my email newsletter once a month? And I'm not sure what your opinion is on this, Jim, but I even say, if you just left the customer's place and they have a cool business, take a photo of it, put it on Facebook, but you got to do it frequently. That's how people find you.
That's exactly right. Well, if you want to do a larger distribution or a larger piece of content once a month, that's fine, but you should be serializing it more often than that. At least once a week.
Right. No, absolutely. Jim, one story.
And it should be regular too, not just haphazard. But again, this is where the interns can help you, or the 1099 folks you were talking about.
Right. No, you're right, because you can be in the in your business growing it, and you can have somebody else helping you, and even giving you ideas. Maybe you don't have ideas for content. Somebody can help you with
ideas. They can do all that. Hey, Ramon, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Okay. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. All the best.
Come back again real soon.
I will.
Don't forget, we're going to launch your book next year.
About February this time?
Don't let anybody else do that. Ramon Ray, folks, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later. After these, the news, I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.